About 10 years ago, Congress required a lot of information about chemicals and hazardous wastes stored at local plants to be made available to local communities. Some of that information was put on the Internet. Other government websites gave public access to maps of gas and oil pipelines in the interest of open government. Much of that information has been removed in the weeks since the terrorist attacks on September 11th. Keith Harley is an attorney who represents communities and citizens who've often used that data in legal disputes. He says removing the information might be a good thing.
It would be better for community safety and public health if sites which are potential terrorist targets, information about those sites would not be broadly broadcast.
While not on the Internet, much of the information is still available on paper by request. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.